Moving beyond a tragedy takes strength and courage, and often an effort to look beyond one's own pain to help others. That's the story behind Beyond the 11th. Susan Reddick Geer and Patty Quigley lost their husbands in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Reddick Geer says they found solace and a purpose in reaching out to Afghan widows through community-based education and employment.
Our belief, that's really where the rebuilding of Afghanistan will take place.
Their nonprofit organization, Beyond the 11th, raises awareness of the difficulties Afghan women face and raises money to try to change that. Reddick Geer says since their effort began in 2003, they've given grants totaling about $600,000 to NGOs in Afghanistan.
We pick income-generating programs because our belief is that these women need an opportunity to provide for themselves and their family. And if they can learn a trade or a skill or something to just help them get by, then they'll have an opportunity to send their children to school.
In May 2006, Reddick Geer and Quigley visited Afghanistan and met many of the women who were directly benefiting from the grants they had made. In Bamiyan, a grantee organization called Arzu helps women earn an income by teaching them rug weaving skills.
They are just not weaving a rug and getting money, but we require that no child under 15 can weave a rug. They have to be in school.
Razia Jan is Arzu's spokeswoman.
We have a literacy program, and these women who could not even count a dollar now can read and write, and they are helping their children. And we are trying to hopefully get permission, that certification from the Ministry of Education, to have kind of a higher education focused on mainly on what is good for these women in business, in home.
Arzu also runs the first community center for women in Afghanistan. It has a greenhouse where they can plant flowers and grow vegetables, and a washing area where they can shower and take care of personal needs. The women can socialize at Arzu's tea club, and their children can enjoy the playground.
We have 81 families in Bamiyan, and, you know, each family has 20, 30 people, and we help all of them. We have a health program, health education, and these women haven't lost one child. We take care of them. We make sure they get their vaccination. We have given them health workshops. So people are getting better.
Jan credits Beyond the 11th for making all their progress possible. Susan Reddick Geer was honored as a co-founder of the organization with the 2010 Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. Along with 12 others, she was recognized for her selfless service, an example of how one person can do big things. Reddick Geer says helping others turned out to be the best way to help herself. She says it's rewarding to feel she has a role in helping women and widows in Afghanistan find their own voice and begin to rebuild their country. For Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.